this year was the first time we've actually been able to give grants out. So we gave, I think it was about 10,000 to one of the charities that we were able to support, and just over 10,000 for another. The first charity we helped was something called the Children's House in Kabul. And it's been set up by a French charity, and they are supported by different people. They get their money different ways. But we were able to offer, to be able to give them money to pay for something like, we're hoping about 15 children will benefit. And what they do is that there are teams out in Afghanistan, medical teams go around, they find children that are perhaps very poor children in the villages, in the outskirts of Kabul, who have various different things, cleft lips, cleft palate, heart conditions, all sorts of different things, needing surgery, but the families, there's no way they can just even think about it. It's not the NHS that we have. We take it for granted we can, you know, get our children seen to. They don't. So they grow up, they're not being able to walk properly if they've got deformities of the legs. And obviously this limits them very much. By bringing them in, they come to the children's home or house. And what happens is that they're checked over, they're sent out to the hospitals, what kind of work they need, what kind of surgery. But the thing is, their family, some of their members, family members can come with them. The children's home house puts them up as well as the children. They'll have the surgery at the hospital, they'll be brought back for convalescent. Any medical medication, anything they need, any follow-ups, it's all paid for. Their transport to and from even remote villages is all paid for. So it's, you know, there's a constant need, and what we did was we sort of topped up the charity. We gave them money towards specific numbers, and we're beginning to get photos over now of children that have had this surgery, which is nice because we can see individual children being helped.
It's quite unusual. We've spoken for a little while now. We're talking about Afghanistan, and not once have we actually mentioned conflict, anything to do with the war, anything to do with the army. We're talking about a country like many countries that has people in it, and it's people in need, and there are people there who aren't the army who are making a big difference.
Obviously, the biggest thing in the newspapers is about the war. I think that was one of Karen's aims, was to try and bring people's attention to that other side, just ordinary people living their lives against the background and trying just very hard to bring their children up in the same way as we do here, wanting the best for their children and their families, and many of them just really struggling to survive against the odds, you know.
Can I ask, I mean, what took Karen there in the first place? Because before she went out there for the first time, what she would have been seeing would have been what everyone else was seeing.
It was just chance. She just happened to be visiting. She went to visit Afghanistan with a friend and then fell in love with the country and I think saw this need and very quickly became aware. She started to visit hospitals and found how, you know, short they were. Even the government hospitals, some of them were short of equipment or very ancient equipment they were using, let alone thinking about the provinces and what, you know, they lacked out there. And I think we've become particularly concerned for the women and children's health because they're, you know, statistically there's very limited things there. But there's so much going on. I mean, there are a lot of, I think we're not aware of how much the Afghan women are trying to better themselves, better their country, and trying to encourage that and help that is, you know, part of the thing. Is
that why you didn't give up? Because obviously it was just 2 years ago that you suffered the tragic loss, but it was much more than that. But yet you've not given up. You're not a bitter person. You continue to care. You continue to want to help people in the country that took your daughter away from you.
We all belong to the world. There are bad people in the world. And what we've just been very aware of this very plucky, courageous little Pakistani girl, 14-year-old Malala, the kind of men that can go and shoot someone like that so cold-bloodedly are the same type of men that shot my daughter. They are not Afghans. They're not people that, you know, the actual country people. They just are, unfortunately, people like that everywhere. And sadly, my daughter and the people she was with met a group of them at the wrong moment. But I'm not, you know, I can't hold that against the people of a country because of that. You know, I think it's just one of those things that it does help us to think, you know, that there are other people that are improved because of her, what her message, and I've had to carry on with that.